Desert Island Discs.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Our castaway this week is a countryman. He's a very popular broadcaster. For many years, he's helped us with our gardening problems on the air and on television. Here is Fred Streeter. Well, Fred, how do you face up to this idea of being on a desert island?
Well, you know, I'm really going to love it. Oh, I think it's a new adventure for me. And I shall look forward to laying this island out just as an island should be laid out. With all the new tropical stuff, I should be that interested. And, you know, I shan't know where the time goes at all.
Yeah. You're really facing this with a lot of confidence and excitement.
Oh, yes, it'll be a new life for me altogether.
Well, you've got 8 records to go with you. Are you anything of a musician yourself?
No, not much of a musician. I was in the choir, but the organist, he wanted to get rid of me, you know, for some reason or other.
You don't know what it was?
No, I don't know. I think he thought I ought to be outside weeding or something.
Well, how have you gone about choosing these records?
Well, now, I thought I'd like to have one for Sunday. Yeah. The Holy City by Walter Midgley, I think his name is, isn't it? If only these singers and that would use flair names, I could think of them, but I can't think of these others, you know.
Why do you choose this?
Well, because it would remind me of Sunday at home, and I should know the days of the week, and I'd put a stone down to say that it was Sunday because I shouldn't lose count of time. You see, I should be working all day.
All right, let's hear it. What next, Fred?
Well, now I'm going back a good many years. And it's Home Sweet Home by Madam Patty. You wouldn't remember her, but, you know, she used to come to the country houses where we were employed sometimes, and we could hear her singing in the drawing room. Of course, we were never allowed in there. You quite understand that, don't you? Garden fellows were outside. But, you know, she had a beautiful voice, and she'd got a lovely castle up in Wales, and she used to sing to her plants. Now, that's what people didn't think. They thought she sung to the people outside, but it was the plant she was singing, and she used to have her houses kept absolutely perfect, just the same temperature as she liked herself when she got out of her bath, so the plants were. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a lovely thing.
Well, here's the record, as you say. It is rather an ancient one. In fact, it says it was recorded in December 1905. An old record. We'll hope it does her justice. Home Sweet Home. Well, Home Sweet Home to you, Fred, is Sussex, isn't it? You're a Sussex man.
Yes, that's right.
How did you get the idea of being a gardener? Was your father a gardener?
No, but he was, you know, he used to work on the land. Mm-hmm. Always interested in the land.
When did you start?
Well, I started at the age of 2.
2?
Yeah, 2, yes. Fell out the bedroom window and right into a bed of pinks. Yeah. But my mind was made up. And, you know, I'm one of those chaps that as soon as my mind's made up, well, then I'm going straight for it.
Yes. Well, how old were you when you started?
Well, I started at 12, at 3 shillings a week, 6 to 6.
6 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night?
Yes, that's right. Oh, we used to love it.
How many days a week?
6 days a week, and then on the 7th, we had to go and do duty. That would be about 4 hours. Yes. No pay in mind for that.
No overtime?
No overtime. Mm.
What was your next job after?
Well, from that we wandered through several private places and into the big nurseries in Chelsea. Mm. Now, there we got 12 shillings a week. Then I shifted on to Ireland. Oh, that was a lovely place. And there I stayed for 2 or 3 years. And then from there I come back to England, went into Hampshire, down a place called Privet. And that's where I met my wife. And, you know, I'd never had anything to do with girls at all, not till I met her. I was out for a walk one Sunday afternoon, and I saw this flash young lady, blue eyes, fair hair, you know, dog, and a bicycle. And I took hold the bike, pushed the bike home, asked her if she was engaged. She said no. I said, when can I meet you again? Well, we got married 4 years after, and we haven't had our honeymoon yet.
Well, Fred, we'll break the rules. We'll see if we can get her on this island with you for a bit, so that you can have your honeymoon.
Cool, that would be a treat, wouldn't
Let's
it?
Let's have another record.
Well, now, could I have In a Monastery Garden, you know, by Cattelby? Mm-hmm. I think that's a lovely thing. You know, picture all those monks in there all the day doing all these terrible jobs, but to be able to get out into the garden and see the flowers grow, you know, I'm sure it'd brighten up their lives.
Well, after in a monastery garden, let's get back to your life story, Fred. You just got married and you were working in Hampshire.
Yes, and then, of course, I got my first head place.
As head gardener?
Yes, head gardener, at the age of about 26.
That's very young, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it was rather too young, really. But you know what it is, you want to get on. But I only had £75 a year then. Yeah. I got married and had to keep going on that. But it was quite all right. Then my employer died and I shifted on. I had two or three quick moves. Mm. And then I went back to Ireland again as head.
Yes.
But
to the same place?
Same place, yes. Took over the head job. Fancy that. And then from that, I went out, had 2 years in the war. Mm. Well, that was a rotten set out. I had 2 years in the Middlesex Hospital over there. I was jolly glad to get back to the garden.
Mm. Which garden did you get back to?
Well, I went back to Ireland, then I come back to Petworth Park.
Well, Petworth Park is where you are now.
Yes, I've been there over 30 years now. Yes.
Whose place is it?
Well, it was Lord Lickenfield, you know, but the present owner is Mr. John Wyndham.
How big are the gardens?
Oh, well, they're pretty extensive. They used to be about 300 acres under me charge. But not so big as that now, because we haven't got the staff. I've only got five now to manage.
How many should you have?
Well, about between 30 and 40.
Oh, dear. They can't get chaps to become gardeners now.
Oh, no, it's too expensive. You can't employ them, not at the wage. Five cost more than 20 would before.
Well, let's break off there and have another record. What's number four?
Well, The Roses of Picardy by John McCormack.
Yes.
He was an Irish singer, and you know, those roses are famous the world over. And I think this is a beautiful song, and he sings it so lovely. I can always picture a rose in his buttonhole, you know, when I hear this song.
When did you first start broadcasting, Fred?
Well, it was in Mr. Middleton time. He asked me to come up and have a go. And that was the start of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on ever since.
Many hundreds of broadcasts.
Yes, I don't know why, you know, because an old Sussex gardener like me, broadcasting up here, I don't know.
You've never studied for horticultural degrees or diplomas or anything like that, have you, Fred? You've always been the practical man.
Yes, practical side all the time. Diplomas doesn't mean anything to me, you know.
Mm.
I'd rather grow a plant and see the plant growing and talk to it and, you know, feel that you're living with it. That's my life.
Yes, quite agree. Where do we go now? What's record number five we got to?
Yes, well, I should like to go back a bit now to the old theatre in Dublin, to a piece by Van Beeny called The Broken Melody, cello solo, you know.
Yes, it was in a play.
In a play, and this was the melody running like a thread all through the play. Mm. And, you know, that's stuck to my mind all these years. And I should like to hear that out on the island.
Well, here's a record of it by Van Beeny himself. Rather an old record, but nevertheless, here it is.
Well, it must be old.
The Broken Melody. You're very fond of the theatre, aren't you, Fred?
Yes, and I haven't seen much of it lately, but in years gone by, I was a pretty frequent goer, although I didn't get much money. See, I had my tickets given me.
Yes.
And, you know, I was at the opening night of Her Majesty's Theatre in Haymarket. Now, you wouldn't believe that, would you? With Sir Beerbohm Tree.
Mm-hmm.
And in a play called In the Seats of the Mighty. And, you know, a funny thing happened to me that night. The curtain didn't fall till midnight. You know, these curtain calls used to go up and down.
Yes.
Well, when I got to Charing Cross, the last train had gone. So I had to start walking back to Reigate.
So rather than miss the end of the play, you'd walk 20-something miles to Reigate.
Oh, yes, I didn't mind that. I don't want to see the curtain down.
Yes.
But, you know, something happened there, and I never can quite understand. When I got to about Purley, halfway down, I somehow turned round and found myself back at Westminster Bridge. You know, would you believe it? Perfectly true.
Yes.
And then I went home the next morning by the first train.
And a good story, I hope.
Yes, the gardener met me and said, oh, here's this bad ape, and he turned up. Where have you been all night? Well, of course, as soon as I told him, I don't think he believed me, you know. But it was perfectly true.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes, on the other plays that I saw Sir Henry Irving and Ellen Terry, Sir George Alexander, and then all the musicals. You know, you see George Robey, Little Titch, Harry, Champion, all those fellows, and Mary Lloyd. I've seen them all. As a matter of fact, I used to know a lot of them. One thing that I used to like was the Kentucky Minstrels. So I wonder if we could have a record of them, could we?
Yes, surely. What would you like to hear them say?
See, what is that one now? That particular one I like, something about green...
Carry Me Back to Green Pastures.
Carry Me Back to Green Pastures, that's it.
Right. Fred, you said you're going to turn this island into a garden, which is very nice, but how are you going to manage in a practical sense? You're going to be able to look after yourself?
Yes, I can manage that, because all young gardeners, you know, they have to manage, and they have to do a bit of cooking and cleaning up, make the beds and do the washing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't be lost at that job, but, you know, there's one thing, I shouldn't be able to build a house or anything.
Why? I thought you'd been very good at that.
No, I can't drive a nail in. Do you know, when I got married, the first thing my wife asked me was to put up a shelf in the scullery to put the saucepans on. Mm. Well, you know, I put the shelf up, but the first saucepan was put up, come down. Now, I've never been asked to put up a shelf since.
That's a very subtle ruse. Obviously, you made that shelf fall down so that you wouldn't never be asked again.
Well, I couldn't say that, you know, but it come down all right. Yeah. And I can't drive a nail straight. Mm. I'm no use to that at all.
Well, you wouldn't have any tools, so you wouldn't have to drive many nails.
No tools?
No tools, no.
Oh.
It's going to make a gardening a bit difficult too, isn't it?
Yes, well, now, could I get some good shells, good scallop shells or something, that I could work the sand, because I think it'll be sand. Won't be heavy
sandy
clay,
soil,
will it?
Yeah.
It's sandy soil, yes. Well, and I should start one end and work through as quickly as I could and as well as I could. Mm. And I should try and have a special garden to make it worth, you know, anyone's while going to look at it.
Can you fish?
Fish? No. Oh, I got no time for fishing. No, and I don't like fish either.
No. Any good at, I was going to say poaching. Let's put trapping.
Oh, no. You see, I married a keeper's daughter.
Oh, well, obviously you wouldn't know anything
about
that. No,
I don't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
No, so I should grow vegetables and salads and live on them, and I should be perfectly happy.
Well, it's very decorative and very happy island you're going to have. Let's have some more music to go on it.
I should like to have another flower one, if I could. You know, We'll Gather Lilacs by Richard Tauber. Could I have that one, please?
And now we've come to your last record. What's that going to be?
Could I have Sussex by the Sea? I'm an old country chap, and as I go round the flower shows and the fetes and the church parades and that, you always get Sussex by the Sea, and get it by the military band. Nothing like it in the world. And you should see those old Sussex plodders, you know, march to it. Beautiful. And that would bring me back to say, oh, well, I don't think there's any place like Sussex after all.
Good old Sussex by the Sea, played by the band of the Royal Air Force. Well, there are your records, Fred. Now, you've still got your luxury item to choose. What one luxury would you like to take on this island?
Could I have a greenhouse, please?
Oh, wait a minute now. Is that a luxury? What do you want to grow in it?
Orchids and all fancy stuff that would make these other fellows jealous from the Chelsea show and that.
All right, if you'll promise not to grow food in it, not to use it as shelter, not to live in it, certainly you shall have a very handsome greenhouse.
Oh, thank you very much. And could I have the latest dictionary, please, to keep me up to date?
What sort of dictionary?
Garden dictionary. I shouldn't want anything else.
But I should think the garden dictionary people come to you for names, don't they?
Well, they do in some, you know, but out on this island I should so busy with these shells making me garden that I must keep my memory right, you
All
see.
Right, you shall have your dictionary. And thank you very much, Fred Streeter, for letting us hear your choice of desert island is.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the chance to go over there. I shall love it.
Goodbye, everyone.